We're talking with John Butler from Beef Marketing Group, of course, based out of Kansas. And John, you were part of this sustainability discussion, trying to push the envelope, I think, in a lot of ways regarding innovation and trying to be more efficient in how we produce protein in this world. You've always kind of had this concept of trying to really look at that end user and then work backwards in order to try to produce the right thing for them.
Really have, and I, you know, the thinking is that if we really understand what ends up, where our product ends up, and understand the best we can what the needs are there and the expectations, things like tenderness and juiciness and flavorfulness and certainly safe and wholesome and so on and so forth, then we can really apply that kind of knowledge to how we build the product in the first place. So in addition, if anybody has any, you know, questions around additional ideas, maybe the consumer wants a specific breed. And okay, so now we plug that in. And maybe they want it to be a specific size. They don't want a great big ribeye. They want one that's more moderate. Well, now that affects how we can buy the right kind of feeder cattle, feed them appropriately, right, get to the end product. So that's what's meant by that.
Now, as you think about today's cattle industry, how good of a job are we doing in responding to the consumer, you think?
Well, I guess I'm a bit critical because I think we could be a lot better if we better understood and really were a little bit more transparent. I'll give you an example. The industry, not only here domestically but globally, has asked for and has really given us a strong signal that we need a traceability program, that we can identify where the cattle come from all the way to their endpoint. And we just have not adopted that. Now, in the state of Kansas, I take my hat off to they started the traceability program in Kansas. Now they've collaborated with Texas and other states, and now there's really momentum. But so that's why I give us a pretty good score. But it's taken us 20 years to get here, and I'm just thinking that other proteins have been able to take advantage of that. Certainly in a global marketplace where we don't have a traceability system, and other countries do.
Seems that we're having a lot of consumers look very closely at what we do. They're asking a lot of questions. They're saying we're not sure that we want to continue to buy your product if you don't do some of these things.
You know, it comes down to an issue of trust, I believe. And that's where I think that we've got a great opportunity in the beef industry to increase the trust in the product that we've got. We've got a lot of adversaries that are out there that are sometimes presenting misleading information, and we've got to correct that. And if we talk about and we're confident and we're bold about how we take care of our cattle, how we feed those cattle, and how we ensure that they're taken care of in a way that's humane and so on and so forth, the consumer in general has a huge amount of belief in a rancher, in agriculture in general. But they've been besieged with this sometimes very misleading information that has sort of tainted that. And we've got to do the job of getting that information back out there and be willing to stand behind it. Because if we're not, there's going to be consequences associated. We've got to be willing to take that and verify what we're doing.
You talked a little bit about this concept of there are table stakes out there that for some of the standards that we've got to achieve.
Yeah, I think what I was referencing there are certain things, table stakes, I call them pre-competitive, that are just not negotiable. A food safety is a good example. So we have to, as an entire supply chain, absolutely be committed to producing a safe and wholesome product every time. That's not something that's a competitive, my product's safe and your product is not. So really there are a number of things that our industry has done a good job and continues to do, be very concerned about it, and taking actions and interventions to further enhance things like safety. But we've just got to be able to do that and know that that's our responsibility. We can't think that every time we hear an issue about our product, the way we're going to fix it is we got to get more money. There's just some things that we've got to be accountable to because we are professionals and we're in the food business.
But at the same time, there are things that we should be able to ask folks to pay if they perceive that as value.
Absolutely. So don't take the pre-competitive as there's not opportunity. Things like source verification, as an example. If we're going to ask a rancher to actually connect the dots and fill out an affidavit and put an ear tag in, there's real cost with that. And I would argue that most ranchers are not asking for, you know, all of it. They need it to be shared somewhere, that there's got to be some offset. There's got to be some incentive to do that. So I'm not trying to represent that we as segments within the supply chain are greedy, but we have to, if there's going to be added costs, we've got to have those costs offset, and that's only fair relative to the value proposition that we're creating.
Where are we going in the next 5 years as far as this whole conversation and trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the cattle, by our people, but also producing a great product?
We have a number of challenges, right? I really believe that we're going to be faced with a lot of pressure in the future, in the next 5 years. Specifically, I believe that we as a supply chain need to be closer connected. And I referenced a minute ago the traceability issue. That's one step where we've got things that are being done that we can stand behind our product. And that one might be started because of a disease situation, but that one can protect us from having a disease outbreak state that we can't control, like the African swine fever has in other countries. So those are things that I think we got to understand that we're going to have to get more connected from the end user, whether it be retail or food service, through the packer, through the feeder, back to the rancher. That's going to allow us to be more competitive with our protein.
One last question. You're a proponent of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. We've got some cattle producers out there that are really grumpy about being in the same room with some of these NGOs, the World Wildlife Fund, and some of those type of people. Why do we need the U.S. Roundtable?
Well, you raise a good question and a good point that it is a multi-stakeholder roundtable. And really, at the end of the day, if we don't have some of those strange bedfellows, the NGOs, for example, at the table, if we don't have that, then our efforts don't carry the credibility necessary with the consumer. Because whether we like it or not, many of those strange bedfellows have the ear of the consumer. So our philosophy has been, okay, let's all get under the tent together. Let's figure out reasonable and practical solutions. Sustainability, I'm telling you, the beef enterprise, the beef supply chain, should not really be worried about it, because in most cases, we're already doing what these are asking. It's a matter of verifying it, and it's a matter of measuring it. It's a matter of demonstrating continual improvement. So yes, I think from the outside it may seem a bit threatening because of who makes up that group, but at the same time we've got to have credibility so that we can have that trust back with the consumer.
Thanks, John. John Butler, CEO for the Beef Marketing Group based out of Manhattan, Kansas, here at the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio. Our coverage all this week being powered by DuraChlor Herbicide from Corteva AgriScience. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.